Good morning and welcome to Newcastle Baptist Church Advent Podcast for Tuesday, the 15th of December. We've been thinking about why Jesus came and during this Advent season to enable us to get a full, bigger picture of the reasons for his coming into our world. We're in this week of joy, the Advent week of joy, and today we're going to think about the fact that Jesus came to heal our wounds. Reason for joy. In Isaiah chapter 52 and 53, we have this incredible passage about the suffering and the glory of the servant, prophesying the day when a servant would come who would bring healing, who would bring wholeness once again to those who sought, seek him. In Isaiah chapter 53, we read that he had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised and we held him in low esteem. But then Isaiah goes on to paint the picture of why. Why did Jesus come? And Isaiah 53 verse 4, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. We don't have a God who is outside of our suffering, aloof from our pain. We have one who came to be one of us and one with us, to stand and to carry that pain, to bring healing and hope for all of us. This healing, of course, is seen in the life of Jesus, in his ministry. In many, many places you'll find evidence of healing of wounds. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 29, we see this incident where Jesus feeds 4,000 people. But before he provides that physical sustenance, there's something else going on. In verse 30 of Matthew 15, it says, great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. Well, just a few words, and he healed them. Imagine how all of those people felt as they encountered Jesus that day. Verse 31 says, the people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. Here's the reality of that prophecy from Isaiah, that he will heal our wounds. And the story goes on in Luke chapter 5. You may remember this account and do have a read of it. Luke 5, 17 to 25, where those four friends bring their paralyzed friend on his bed, and they can't get in the room. So they go up on the steps to the roof of the flat of the house, a flat roof, and they dug through it and they lowered the man down before Jesus' feet. And Jesus, covered in plaster, looks up and is amazed by what those friends have done. And he looks down and sees this paralyzed man. And he forgives his sins, and then he heals him physically. See, our wounds are not just the physical challenges that we face. They go deeper than that. He heals the deepest of wounds, the things that separate us from God. And Jesus showed in that moment, you know, what was most important was forgiveness, freedom. Oh, and by the way, he can heal that man's physical problems too. The biggest wound is separation from Jesus. But when we come to him, we ask for forgiveness. He heals our wounds. He restores us. He wipes away our iniquities. Our sins are hurled into the deepest sea, He sends them as far as the east is from the west. He heals our wounds. And we wait for the day. That we wait for the day when all is restored back to what God intended right at the very beginning. And in the final chapter of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, in verses 1 to 5, we read this: "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign for ever and ever. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations, and there will no longer be any curse. The curse right from the very beginning will be ended, and we will be restored. He comes to heal your wounds. Perhaps today, be still and accept the healing of physical or emotional wounds that you will bring to Jesus today, and rejoice in the comfort that these passages bring for eternal salvation because of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you that you came to deal with the most pressing need in each of our lives. And because of Jesus, by his stripes, we are healed. Amen.